WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A second group has been allowed to return to what's left of their homes in West. Retired teacher Kathy Daugherty, who said she had been brave up until now, was overcome by the emotion of the moment.
We're just so thankful. My heart aches for my former students, for my friends that have lost their homes, for my friends that have lost their members of their family.
14 died and more than 200 were injured. All 60 that had been reported missing have been accounted for. The identities of first responders who died in the line of duty are online at WTAW.com. A reminder that you can make a cash donation to assist the explosion victims through the Brazos Valley Media Giving Back Fund at BCS locations of the Bank and Trust. The City of West has announced how you can help as a volunteer or delivering relief supplies. The West Fest grounds will serve as the primary check-in point for all donated goods and volunteers for the community. More information is online at WTAW.com. The Red Cross is among the agencies providing assistance. One of the volunteers in West is Dan Halliburton of Dallas, who says victims are anxious to return to see what's left after Wednesday night's explosion.
Now you've been away from your home, you're going to come back in, you don't know what it looks like, you don't know the condition on it, and people are going to be really impacted by what they see, and that's where the Red Cross will be on the ground with our psychological care workers who are out helped others go through difficult and tragic situations like this.
Authorities continue to block access to the blast zone until completing their investigation. And among the story angles following the fertilizer plant explosion in West is the plant's close proximity to homes and schools. State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station, whose district includes West, hopes he can educate the public about the plant's safety.
This plant was at full capacity. From an agriculture perspective, if you're looking at the Google Maps of before the scene, you can look at the number of buggies and different fertilizer application instruments in the field. I mean, this is a big farming community, and it's time to put fertilizer down to grow the crops that help feed this country and this state.
Cassell described the explosion as a freak accident and that the company does a fine job in its operation. A Bryan man is accused of suffocating his mother with a pillow. 47-year-old Philip Ortega was picked up in Conroe and remains in jail. The victim, 79-year-old Velma Bryant, was found in the home she shared with Ortega by his sister. Officer Kelly McKeithen says Ortega disappeared after the April 4th death and wasn't seen until Conroe police found him 2 weeks later.
One family member had not been accounted for, and the victim's vehicle was missing at the time. The Bryan Police Department put out a bulletin to other agencies to let them know that we were looking for Miss Bryant's son, just to speak with him, about the circumstances.
According to the arrest report, Ortega told Conroe and Bryan detectives he killed his mother, then took her car and several items from the home and sold them for cash and drugs. A Bryan man remains in jail following his arrest for swinging an axe at his wife and two daughters, then setting fire to the front door of their home. This was a block north of Sue Haswell Park about 3 a.m. Saturday at 23rd and Academy. 47-year-old Roy Acosta was arrested after being found walking about a half mile away at 24th and Robertson. According to the arrest report, Acosta admitted to starting the fire using gasoline from his backyard shed. Fire damage was limited to the door. The wife and one of the daughters were able to take away the axe before anyone was hurt. A TV tray was split in half. Officers were told a family disturbance started the event, which resulted in no injuries. And it took six Bryan police officers to place a local man in custody after several shots with a taser had no effect. That was Friday morning as police responded to a report of someone trying to enter cars in the parking lot next to the BTU office. 29-year-old Johnny Gooden is out of jail after posting bond following his arrest for assaulting a public servant and evading and resisting arrest. And it was a whirlwind week for a College Station woman whose fourth Boston Marathon included finishing the race 28 minutes before the bombs went off. Lan Lee plans to return as often as she can.
Races like these won't stop. Although this does go down in history that this race will never be, the Boston Marathon will never be the same, it'll still go on. It'll still be as strong as it was before.
And she has no doubt other runners feel the same way.
I'm 100% sure you will hear that from all other runners. We just won't stop.
What shocked her the most was the feeling of elation and joy and wanting to celebrate, then having all of that taken away in a second. WTOW News Time is 6:11. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Every Tuesday at Aggie Baseball till the end of May will be Baseball Bingo. Come early, get a bingo card, and have a chance to win team jerseys, tailgating chairs, coffee tumblers, and much more. Only a few Tuesday games left, so you don't want to miss out. All games start at 6:35. March 26th, UTA. April the 2nd, UTSA. April the 9th, Sam Houston. April 30th, Grambling State. And May the 14th, UT Pan American. Tickets to these games can be purchased by calling 1-888-99-AGGIE or logging on to AggieAthletics.com.
I hate when it's cold outside.
And I hate it when it's hot outside.
At Malik Service, we don't care.
What?
What matters is how your family feels inside your home all year long.
Oh.
Malik Service is all heating and AC units and is proud to install Carrier products. And now's the time to call Malik for your spring tune-up. We'll inspect every component of your HVAC system and make sure it's running efficiently to save you money throughout the hot summer.
Call 776-2222 for a free estimate or at MalikService.com. Malik Service, making a difference. Like us on Facebook.
Good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Fair and warm weather for today with sunshine, then some scattered clouds and 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, windy and mild in the 60s with periods of clouds. Partly sunny with increasing afternoon clouds Tuesday. Maybe a late day shower at mid to upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms windy at night, turning cooler. Low 50s. Morning showers on Wednesday. And then cloudy to partly sunny. High temperatures 60s to near 70 Wednesday afternoon. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up, we'll look at Aggie baseball and softball. They were on the road over the weekend. We also had SEC championships in tennis and golf, and Johnny Football made his way back to his high school alma mater. All that and more coming up with sports at 6:50.
Bus drivers in France are threatening to go on strike. France, they're going to go on strike.
Oh, yeah?
Because their pants are too tight.
What?
Yeah, the pants, the uniforms that the bus company apparently is making them wear are too tight. So they don't like that.
They don't like looking like hipsters?
Well, I'm not sure. I haven't seen what they look like, but I'm just saying it's something that they're not caring for too
much. Yoga pants.
Let's see. We haven't had a story yet this week from Florida. Oh, yeah, it's only Monday. well, we can go ahead and put that to rest now. A Palm Springs, Florida couple apparently paid for their prescription pill habit by shoplifting and selling infant formula. They were caught trying
to. That stuff's expensive.
It is. You're right. They were caught trying to sneak 2 dozen cans of formula out of a Walmart. Police also found 17 cans of formula in the couple's car. You know, I'm never saying that there's an easy way or a smart way to shoplift. It's something that you shouldn't do anyway, but don't you figure that the world's largest retailers pretty well got that handled?
Yeah, I would say they're probably pretty good at that.
You know, as they would call it, shrinkage control. I think they've been at it a while. They've had a lot of different situations where they could check, you know, trade ideas. Just seems like, you know, sorry people think that they're smarter than that. But, all right. But anyhow, let's see. Let's move our attention to Flint, Michigan, where a woman in Flint. Excuse me.
I thought that was part of the story for a minute.
No, you didn't.
I thought that was the setup.
Nope. No. Wait, you need to even drink something here. There we go.
Flint, Michigan in a smoking story.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I guess we could do that. But anyway, a woman in Flint, Michigan told police that while she was out, her daughter had three friends over to the house. And she said that was fine, but then one of her friends invited two carloads of people over to the home.
Yikes.
I mean, this is like a commercial gone bad, right?
That's what it sounds like.
Trash the house, $2,000 TV found outside in the bushes with a crack in it. The surround sound system was also outside. Coffee table leg broken, stove damaged, also damage to the front door. in what world do these kids think it's okay to go trash somebody else's house just because it's not theirs? I mean, again, and what's sad is probably this isn't the only place in America where that happened over the weekend.
And to be fair, it could have been a drunk girl.
Well, I suppose it could. We'll blame it on alcohol yet again.
Because that never happens.
Nah.
Info.
Nation. Perfect
situation. Again, you get two carloads of people together. They end up with a lot of ideas that aren't so good. Just to get like those. To
the train, the plane, but they the sounded good at the time.
Sure it did. Yeah, and they probably took pictures. Somewhere there's an idiot who's got that on their camera,
oh,
on their
yeah.
iPhone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hi, this is David Hogan from the Kairos Truck Center. If you missed our annual tent sale, don't worry. We took the tent down, but we've extended our great prices and financing on all our state-of-the-art zero-turn riding mowers. Come by and test drive all our product from Varus, Cub Cadet, and Hustler. At Kairos Truck Center, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass. Call 778-7481 or come by Kairos Truck Center for your zero-turn mower today.
617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's Jelly Bean Day.
That's something I can celebrate.
That's it. It's day 112. That means we got 253 to go.
Not to sidetrack, but is a jelly bean counted as jelly bellies? Are they the same?
Oh. No,
I don't think so.
Man, no. I wish I had some jelly beans.
Because jelly beans are, you know, normal. Inexpensive.
Jelly bellies are very special jelly beans.
Yeah, well, they've gotten people to spend a lot of money on jelly beans.
And, you know, everybody hates the black jelly beans, but really, they're the survivors, you know?
I don't know that. Why are they
Everybody
the survivors?
Leaves them. They're the last one.
Oh, I see. Oh, well.
That's if you make yourself taste nasty, you'll survive the longest.
Two, three, four.
What is wrong with you?
That's
What's wrong with us?
That's, again, as Tom would do, that's something that, you know, you might want to chisel on a wall somewhere.
That's a keeper.
Could you say that again for us?
No.
All right. Well, we've got it archived. So
well,
there you
I need
go.
Some coffee.
It's also Earth Day 2013.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Our Sea Liberty birthdays.
Yeah.
Amber Heard is 27. Sherry Shepherd is 46 from DeVue.
Oh, yeah.
Cheryl Lee is 46. She was in Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan is 47.
I haven't heard of any of these people yet, but keep going.
He, Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Brian Allen, excuse me, 52. Ryan Stiles, 54. You know Ryan Stiles, yes? Still no.
No.
He was on Whose Line Is It Anyway? Oh, Drew Carey Show.
Yeah. Okay.
Is he tall and skinny with blonde hair and brown shorts?
Terribly funny man. Yeah. Peter Frampton, you know him.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel like I do? I doubt it because he's 63.
Yeah.
John Waters is 67.
He's strange.
Yes, he is. Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
76.
Okay.
Glenn Campbell, 77.
Hmm?
And Charlotte Ray from Different Strokes and Facts of Life, 87 years old.
There you go.
Glenn Campbell's a football guy, right?
No.
He's a
rhinestone cowboy.
Ah, never mind.
You're thinking of Earl Campbell from Tyler, Texas.
Okay.
And he sings about, he's doing the new song for the Galveston Chamber of Commerce. They actually bought the rights to the song.
Oh, very good, yeah. Joseph Bottoms, he's one of the Bottoms brothers. You saw him in the last picture show, not much else. 59 years old. And, gosh, just one of my favorite singers. Just really like him. Paul Carrack. And if I say that name, you're going, who? But if you remember Mike and the Mechanics, he was the singer.
He wasn't Mike.
Yeah, he wasn't. But he did a song called In the Living Years. Yep. And if you have never listened to that song.
That's a great song.
If you were a parent.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, it is just outstanding. Anyway, he doesn't tour around the United States very much, just in England. He's 63 today. All right, it's 620.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Something just blew up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You can't help but look at these pictures and the devastation and hear as many as 25, 30 people, amputations, legs missing, etc. And look, there was one picture in particular. I just wanted to cry. A man that...
Hi, this is David Gardner. When Julie and I decided to open our business, there was never any doubt we would stay right here where we grew up.
Over the years, we've been able to grow and provide jobs for hundreds of people. Our businesses allow us to support organizations through the years. We hope making this a better place for all of us to live and raise our families. Brian Broadcasting and David Gardner's Jewelers remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Brian Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Something just blew up. Run!
Go! Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You can't help but look at these pictures and the devastation and hear as many as 25, 30 people, amputations, legs missing, etc. And look, there was one picture in particular. I just wanted to cry. A man that was right after the attack in Boston yesterday, the terror attack, literally in a wheelchair, and his leg was just blown off, except for the bone was still there. It just breaks your heart. Evil does exist.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Unexpected things happen to people like us every day. Are you prepared? Download a free list of the top 50 must-have emergency items from foodinsurance.com. FEMA and the Red Cross recommend making an emergency plan and building a kit. So what are you waiting for? Go to foodinsurance.com and get the free top 50 list. Make a plan, because in an emergency, help may not be on its way quickly. Food Insurance sells the emergency supplies that everyone needs. Get the list now. Go to foodinsurance.com. Things happen to people like us every day. Are you prepared? Download a free list of the top 50 must-have emergency items from foodinsurance.com. FEMA and the Red Cross recommend making an emergency plan and building a kit. So what are you waiting for? Go to foodinsurance.com and get the free top 50 list. Make a plan, because in an emergency, help may not be on its way quickly. Food Insurance sells the emergency supplies that everyone needs. Get the list now. Go to foodinsurance.com.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, I have trouble understanding why people want to shop for insurance like it is a product you pick off of a shelf. Insurance is not a cookie-cutter product that one size or flavor fits all. Coverage should be designed and tailored to each individual's needs and circumstances. Buying insurance is a very serious matter because it protects what you have worked hard for. It has been our experience at W.E. Gibson that we can meet or beat most of the quotes that you can get online, and we offer the added value of being able to talk to a real person who has the experience to guide you through the complicated maze of insurance coverages and terms. And besides, we are right here in College Station at Longmire and Deacon. Who knows where those other guys are? Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Fewer controllers in the towers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We'll see today how furloughs of air traffic controllers affect air travel across the nation. Because of government spending cuts, the Federal Aviation Administration is ordering controllers to take one unpaid day off for every 10 days worked. There was minimal impact for most air passengers as the furlough started yesterday, though there were reports of delays at Los Angeles International Airport. There are concerns delays could become a much bigger problem with heavier weekday traffic. One of the free rides we've enjoyed has been on the endangered list for a long time. It could end soon. The Senate is expected to vote possibly this week on legislation that would allow states to require online merchants to collect sales taxes. The outcome of the vote is uncertain. We're paying an average of $3.54 a gallon for regular gasoline. The Lundberg survey says the price declined 11 cents over the last 2 weeks. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Why does business manager Mike Davis stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only with La Quinta's instant hold can Mike reserve a room at the last minute with just one finger and his phone number. And the next day during his business review, you know what he does?
Ladies and gentlemen, the stylings of Mike Davis.
Sales forecast for this quarter look good. Up 20% like you knew that they would.
He gets everyone jazzed up. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Instant hold at LQ.com today.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste. Oh, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 4/27. Installation required. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopway.com.
I hate when it's cold outside.
And I hate it when it's hot outside.
At Malik Service, we don't care.
What?
What matters is how your family feels inside your home all year long.
Oh.
Malik Service is all heating and AC units and is proud to install Carrier products. And now's the time to call Malik for your spring tune-up. We'll inspect every component of your HVAC system and make sure it's running efficiently to save you money throughout the hot summer.
Call 776-2222 for a free estimate or at MalikService.com. Malik Service, making a difference. Like us on Facebook.
At BMW, we've always been known for firsts. We introduced onboard navigation first. We developed active front steering first. So the fact that the BMW 3 Series is the only car to have ever won Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row, it's just another first. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Good morning, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at moorefeed.com. Pretty nice day yesterday. Some clouds, but pleasant to be outside, and look for a high temperature today and tomorrow. About 80 degrees and winds out of the south at 5 to 15 miles an hour. 65 for our low tonight. Then we'll have a 40% chance of rain on Tuesday night. A little wind shift. It'll be cooler on Wednesday with a high of 64. But then rains out of the forecast for Thursday, 74. And then Friday, we're back up to 80. So pretty nice and a chance of some showers. So can't complain about that. Right now, the winds are calm. 89% relative humidity. And we've got 54 degrees.
Putting a mint on a hotel pillow is considered a sign of luxury, and you have Cary Grant to thank for that. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-491-8053. 1-800-491-8053. That's 1-800-491-8053. 1-800-491-8053.
You say hello countless times during the day, and you have Thomas Edison to thank for it.
Basically, when he was creating the phone, it was at the same time as Alexander Graham Bell, and they had a war of words. Alexander Graham Bell wanted the phrase ahoy, actually ahoy, ahoy, to be used when people answered the phone, whereas Thomas Edison wanted hello.
Josh Chetwynd, author of The Book of Nice.
At the time, hello was a phrase that no one used. It was considered kind of guttural. Well, in the end, Edison won out because he had gotten a contract with Western Union, and as a result of that contract, Western Union was the first big telephone company. Their operators used it, so we use it today.
The origins of other niceties, which is what Josh's book is about, are also fascinating. For instance, the idea of putting a mint on a hotel pillow came from actor Cary Grant.
He was at a hotel in St. Louis and wanted to create something special for a liaison that he was having with a special friend. So he asked the manager on duty to put a series of mints leading from the ante room all the way up to the bed to the pillow. The manager really loved the tradition of having the mint on that hotel pillow, and so he stole the tradition.
And where did the word goodbye come from?
It came from God be with you. Usually in religious ceremonies at the end of the week, the preacher would say, God be with you until you come back again. And so there's a belief that from that, people sort of moved it into secular terms.
It's SomethingYouShouldKnow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, reaching out in more ways than ever before. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Countless volunteers from international relief organizations are in West. Volunteers from the Red Cross include Dallas broadcaster Dan Halliburton, who's been hearing from reporters working in West how amazed at the conduct of victims of the fertilizer plant explosion.
The day after the explosion, there are people who had likely lost everything, and they went back to work. You know, and they said that they were just people out of state. They were just like, wow. I said, well, that's just how they do it here. You know, that's Texas. So there is a great resiliency for the volunteers, the people that do it day in, day out. You know, you heads down, move forward, focus on the task.
The city of West has opened its fairgrounds as a drop-off point for relief supplies and to check in if you'd like to volunteer. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find more information. The 60 reported missing from last week's explosion in West have now been accounted for. More names of the first responders who died in the line of duty have been released. That's part of the information on our website at WTAW. In the meantime, yesterday included letting a second group of residents see what's left of their damaged homes. There's no gas or water, and electricity is spotty, but that didn't matter to Dale Merrick.
Feels really great. You know, it's nothing like sleeping in your own bed.
Shane Rodriguez marveled at what he found when he arrived home.
Inside it was more of the roof and, like, the insulation fell in, and then, like, the nails, like, some of the nails up here drove back through.
Residents are being allowed back only under a curfew and strict warnings to not wander beyond their own yards. State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station, whose district includes West, has made multiple trips since the explosion of the fertilizer plant.
You know, it's become part of the news, and I hope we can educate everybody. But these fertilizer plants are very safe, and they have met all the regulations with TCEQ and the EPA. You know, this was a freak accident. There was a fire. When we find out how that fire developed, we'll understand it, but it was not, there's no danger near the fertilizer plant. It was just a freak accident. But trust me, that group up there does a fine job. I know the gentleman that runs it, and he is truly a friend.
Cassell says with spring planting and recent rains, the plant was at full capacity at the time of the explosion. And a family disturbance north of Sue Haswell Park in Bryan resulted in an arrest on charges of arson, aggravated assault with an axe, and public intoxication. 47-year-old Roy Acosta remains in jail from the early Saturday morning incident at his home at the corner of 23rd and Academy. Acosta's wife and one of two daughters say he swung an axe at them, splitting a TV tray in half. After they took away the axe, Acosta told police he poured gasoline on the front door and set it on fire. Damage was limited to the door, and there were no injuries. And the death of a Bryan woman earlier this month was first thought to be from natural causes. Now her son is in jail after telling Bryan and Conroe police he smothered her with a pillow. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 47-year-old Philip Ortega is in jail following his arrest for causing serious bodily injury to an elderly person.
Based on the results of that investigation, the medical examiner is reviewing his preliminary autopsy findings, and after all of that is concluded, there potentially could be additional or different charges.
79-year-old Velma Bryant was found April 4th by Ortega's sister. Bryant's car, her 40-inch flat-screen TV, and her microwave oven were missing. Ortega was found 2 weeks later in Conroe. And quoting the arrest report, he told investigators he just snapped after arguing with his mother. And that led to the suffocation and theft. And just outside the front entrance to the BTU office Friday morning, six Bryan police officers subdued a local man seen trying to enter cars in the parking lot. Several officers picked up 29-year-old Johnny Gooden and carried him to an ambulance in handcuffs and leg restraints. Gooden, who was arrested for resisting and evading arrest, as well as assaulting a public servant, is out of jail after posting bond. The arrest report indicated Gooden was shot several times with a taser, but with no impact. And it's already been a week since the Boston Marathon bombings. Lan Lee of College Station, who missed the explosions by 28 minutes, says she's still processing the roller coaster of emotions.
You know, every day is going to be different. Like yesterday, my husband and I were just silent. We didn't speak a whole lot to each other, mainly because we were in shock. And today, we were able to put those feelings into words, mainly because we've been at home and people are asking us how we're doing. So that's a release of that shock.
While she had the high of finishing her fourth Boston Marathon taken away from her, Lee plans on returning next year, and she expects other runners to feel the same way. WTOW News Time is 6:35. It's 54 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can tell a lot about a place by the warmth of its character, the beauty of its open spaces, and the goodness of its people. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're proud of our way of life. We believe in friendships that last, values that endure, looking out for each other, and giving something back. Since 1936, St. Joseph has touched the lives of more people in our community than any other healthcare system. It's been our passion, but it's also been our privilege. Today, we're reaching out in more ways and more places than ever before to make the good life possible in the best place on earth. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Good morning, 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call, 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Nice weather out there through today with mostly to partly sunny sky conditions. The high temperature right around 80 during this afternoon. Tonight, the winds pick up. It'll become partly cloudy and on the mild side, mid-60s overnight. Sunshine followed by clouds on Tuesday. Slight chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm. Temperatures mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely Tuesday night, turning cooler. Morning showers and thundershowers Wednesday, then maybe some late day sun. High temperature Wednesday, 65 to 70. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Things got a little chippy in NASCAR yesterday. Miss Danica Patrick is saying she was going to wreck somebody.
Cool.
We'll get you caught up with NASCAR action. Also, men's baseball and the ladies softball team for A&M hit the road. And Johnny Football made his way back home to Kerrville. All that more with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 10 minutes or so.
And so I turned on the television at about, I don't know, noon 30 or something like that. And there's like 11 billion car races on yesterday. I don't know what it was about.
That's a lot.
Was this auto racing weekend? This is they get their little sliver in there because there's no football and the NBA didn't start until the afternoon. But, I mean, it started with the Formula One race in Bahrain yesterday at like 6 in the morning. Okay, that's racing cars in the desert, you know. And they did that, and then there was the Kansas thing. And
that's NASCAR.
NASCAR. And then there's drag racing going on. It just...
And they had rally racing in the X Games.
Oh, did they? And then the longest continuous running Grand Prix street race was in Long Beach over the weekend. They've been doing that for, I don't know, like 20 years or something.
No kidding.
And it's an interesting concept because, you know, what they do is they close down the streets of a city. And they put up those barriers and all that kind of stuff. And then these guys come in and, you know, do their little Grand Prix thing. I remember they did it in Houston a while back.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it's kind of a pain in the neck because, you know, a little bump here for a city bus doesn't make any difference. But if you're going 170 miles an hour, a little bump on the road's a bit of a problem, you know, liable to lose control. And I think most cities just think it's too big a hassle. But, yeah, Long Beach was doing that yesterday. So, yeah, there was plenty of roundy-round stuff. And you got the young lady a little angry, huh?
Yeah, she was upset.
All right.
She had nothing to do with the outcome of the race, but she was ticked.
You ain't rubbing, you ain't racing. Just saying.
Okay. It so doesn't work when you say it.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
No.
Oh, let's see. So the governor, apparently, it's not a tax if the governor says it's not a tax, right? I mean, that's all it takes.
He can
just say it's not a tax because, Well, because he's never going to raise taxes.
No.
Just like broccoli's not broccoli if it's being called happy little trees at a public school cafeteria.
That's right. Yep. If it's kind of unusual, but we have found a tax proposal to which the governor can be happy with. It's actually a package of proposals launched by the governor in a speech that took place April the 12th in Austin. But it has to do with our highways. And, of course, the first thing he says is, this is not a tax. It is not a new fee. And almost as if to reaffirm his tax-averse nature, he came back last week with a proposal to cut the franchise taxes for Texas business. But here's the deal. There's a 6.25% state sales tax collected on motor vehicle sales, and we know that.
Right.
It's similar to the sales tax on other stuff. And then local jurisdictions don't tack on the up to 2% tax like they do on other goods, because like here it's 8.25%. That's what our sales tax is. Motor vehicle sales and rental revenues are growing very fast in Texas. They expect to generate more than $7 billion in the state's current two-year budget, an increase to probably about $7.9 billion in the second year of the biennial. So Mr. Perry wants to capture and dedicate said money to transportation infrastructure. This and the rest of the package laid out could deliver. Love when they say that. $41 billion in transportation projects over the next 20 years. I'm going to guess that in 20 years, I'm not going to care. But Kevin, I'm going to guess in 20 years, you probably won't care. Cattle probably still care. But you know, they.
If I live in Texas.
When I'm 63, I'll care.
Okay, you'll care. But they just do this. You know, they take that and they run it out 20 years. And they say, you know, this is what it's going to do. And that makes it newer and bigger and better and all that.
Because everyone is great at predicting where they're going to be in 20 years.
Yeah, the government especially. Yeah, they tell us how much something's going to cost and they miss that. And how much something's going to earn and they miss that. And in between, we get squoz up, don't we? Yeah, so there we go.
Squoz up, I like that.
Yeah, that's it. Well, anyway, yeah. You know the president is having some problems with his base when the New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd starts to bash him.
Ooh, that does not bode well for El Presidente.
Pretty much laid into the president yesterday for not doing enough to get the gun law passed in the wake of what happened in Newtown. She wrote, quote, President Obama has watched the blood-dimmed tide drowning the ceremony of innocence, as Yates wrote, and he has learned how to emotionally connect with American people in searing moments, as he did in the White House late Friday night after the second bombing suspect was apprehended in Boston. Unfortunately, he still has not learned to govern.
That's a shot.
Still has not learned
goodness.
To govern. I deleted it, but if you care, you know, Kevin, what was it you were talking about a couple of weeks ago that Bill Maher is slowly moving away from his liberal roots?
Correct.
And I don't remember what it was that he had talked about?
He had said that, you know, after he's going to have to pay over half his income in California tax, et cetera, and then said that he'd finally seen a study that he, quote, believed where, you know, 99% of us are paying 1% of the taxes.
Okay,
and he
right.
went, you know, I'm beginning to see the light on this one.
Yeah, that's it. And so
I may have to move, I think, was his.
Yeah, and so he did that, and then the other night he had a guy on after the bombing, kind of some provocative statements. He's discussing with a guy named Professor Brian Levin, who is a Cal State Fullerton University professor, and he directs the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism, okay? And Mr. Levin says, we have hypocrites across faiths, like Jewish, Christian, who say they're out for God, and then they end up doing not nice things. Bill says, you know what? Yeah. You know what? That's liberal BS. And he said the whole word right there.
Because he's on cable.
Yeah. He said there's only one faith that kills you or wants to kill you if you draw a bad cartoon of the prophet. There's only one faith that kills you or wants to kill you if you renounce the faith. An ex-Muslim is a very dangerous thing. Ask Salman Rushdie.
Yeah, they really love
exactly.
him.
Exactly. And he says, show me a Christian verse that is like that. And he said, I'm not an Islamophobe. He said this later on. He said, I'm not an Islamophobe. That's wrong. I am a truth lover, and all religions are not alike, as many people have pointed out. The Book of Mormon, did you see the show? And the guy says, tickets are hard to get. He said, okay, well, let me tell you. Imagine the Book of Islam. Do you think that would ever play on Broadway?
No.
I'm going, wow. I mean, that's, again, that's Bill Maher. And not bad. Not bad at all. So we'll see what happens.
It'll be interesting to see what happens to his show.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's true. Now, why did the FBI...
cross the road.
Yeah, thank you. Why did the FBI bring the pictures out when they did?
To try and spook them.
Well, actually, there is one school of thought that says they were afraid that other media would come out with pictures. Because if you'll remember, in their statement...
They did. Somebody posted a picture of a guy that they talked to who wasn't the bomber, and he was really upset.
And they said... You know, the FBI, when they released these pictures, said, do not pay attention to any other pictures that you might see. These are the pictures. And that's it. It's because Reddit, is that what that website
Reddit.
Is called? Yeah. You know, Reddit was out there trying to get information out. The New York Post was trying to do that. Social media, you know, trying to emerge as the front runners in this story. And that's why law enforcement officials decided they needed to push it ahead and go ahead and get that. And I don't know, did y'all watch any of that on Friday night?
A little bit.
That was pretty compelling television.
It
really
was.
And we'll talk about it a little bit more next hour, but for a while, Fox was on top of it, but in the end of the day, I think CNN probably whooped them on it because of the coverage. But for breaking news, I thought Fox did a good job. Mm. And this is just weird.
Okay.
This is
weirder than anything else on this show.
Well, yeah, probably. This is kind of like a cosmic sidebar. Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah. I like that too.
The mother of the Boston bombing suspects was arrested last year for shoplifting from a Lord & Taylor department store.
Okay? Oh, I saw something about this.
Okay. Guess which camera caught her sons.
Was it the same
it
one?
It was the Lord & Taylor camera.
Oh, my gosh.
April means you save on all Hayward products at The Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. F-R-E-E, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 27th, it's warm season forages. Forage sorghums and other annual forages are viable options for Brazos Valley hay production. Learn more this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
It's time to get your houseplants outdoors for a summer vacation. You might just be amazed at how much better they can look for your efforts. Rehab for houseplants, the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you have a citrus tree in your yard, then you need to be aware of the potential presence of an insect called the Asian citrus psyllid. This is a small insect. It can carry HLB, commonly known as citrus greening disease. Citrus trees should be treated with products that can prevent Asian citrus psyllid, such as Bayer Advanced Fruit Citrus and Vegetable Insect Control. Bayer Advanced Fruit Citrus and Vegetable Insect Control will protect your citrus plants. It'll give you a season-long protection without spraying. It kills insects and prevents new infestations. One container treats 640 square feet of vegetables or up to 9 fruit trees with a canopy width of 10 feet. There is no spraying. Just mix it and pour it around the plant base. It won't wash off when it rains. See the label for plant-specific restrictions for pre-harvest interval. If there is no pre-harvest interval listed, then Bayer Advanced Fruit Citrus and Vegetable Insect Control Concentrate can be used right up to harvest. Bayer Advanced Fruit Citrus and Vegetable Insect Control. There's one huge disclaimer in moving plants from indoor locations out into the garden. It all has to do with lighting. Those tender little babies have grown accustomed to dark indoor conditions, and it only takes a few minutes exposure to the sun's rays to burn their leaves to a crisp. That same lighting that can be their best allies as they try to regrow great new foliage can also be their most serious enemy if they're not prepared for it. Remember that the darkest, shadiest part of your garden probably gets more light than the brightest window inside your house. So position your plants accordingly. Truth is, you should never put houseplants into full sunlight. Even if they were able to tolerate it, the shock of taking them back indoors into those same dark corners this fall would be too great. They would shed most of their leaves within a couple of weeks of the return, and all your corrective work would have been wasted. If your houseplants have gotten leggy and lanky over their stay indoors, reshape them now in anticipation for that vigorous summer growth. Prune them back into attractive shapes. If the growth you're removing can be rooted to make additional plants, so much the better. For most large plants, such as rubber plants and other ficuses, schifleras, diefenbachias, crotons, aurelias, and others, air layering is actually a better option than rooting cuttings. Air layering involves wrapping moist sphagnum moss around a sliced wound in the stem of the mother plant and then encasing the moss in a sheet of plastic film to hold moisture until the wounded area develops roots. At that point, the layer can be cut loose from the mother plant and potted on its own. Select only vigorous branches for air layering and position the layers 8 to 12 inches back from the growing tips. Illustrated references can show you more details. You can see a lot online. It's usually best to repot plants into the next larger pot size. Now, that probably means you want to step up the pot diameter by a couple of inches. Be sure your new container has a drainage hole and use only the best lightweight potting soil. Ideally, it will have no topsoil, consisting instead of at least half brown sphagnum peat moss, finely ground pine bark mulch, perlite, and perhaps 10% sand or expanded shale. Fertilize your plants regularly while they're outdoors. This is one of your best chances to get them to grow vigorously, and it won't happen unless they're well nourished. Use a water-soluble fertilizer for the best results, ideally one with trace elements included, since your potting soil will be basically devoid of all that nutrition. Now, many growers prefer a complete and balanced analysis. A lot of them, however, go with a higher nitrogen analysis. I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk Texas, spring pruning is important. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. A&M baseball dropped 2 of 3 after being unable to notch timely hits on Sunday and dropped the series finale to number 10, Arkansas, 2-1. Aggies are now 22-19 and 7-11 in the SEC and will continue their 8-game road swing Tuesday as they head to San Marcos for a 6:30 first pitch against the Bobcats. You can catch all the action here on 1620 WTAW. Despite a seventh-inning home run by Amber Garza, the number 13 Texas A&M softball team dropped a 6-3 decision to Georgia in SEC conference play. The win secured the series sweep for UGA, and A&M drops to 35-12 and 6-11 in SEC action on the season. The Aggies continue the SEC road swing this weekend as they travel to Ole Miss for 3 games in Oxford. Saturday night, Johnny Football made his way back to his high school alma mater for homecoming slash celebration of sorts. After hanging at all-star games and with the guys of Duck Dynasty and hobnobbing around with other stars, the freshman Heisman Trophy winner was very humble.
This right here and the position I'm in can change people's lives forever. So I've got contact with Justin Moore, Brad, compliance to see what kind of charity stuff can I do, what kind of things can I do to use this. Is not only a platform for me to meet cool people and do cool things, but to change other people's lives forever.
In more SEC conference action, the Southeastern Conference Women's Tennis Championship with the 4th-ranked Aggies and number 2 seed, they went 1-for-1 and advanced to the semifinals before falling to 2nd-ranked number 3 Florida, which went on to win the tournament 4-0 after they knocked off 3rd-ranked and number 1 seed Georgia in the championship match. Drew Evans' hole-in-1 on number 17 highlighted the Aggies' final round at the SEC Men's Golf Championship on Sunday and helped number 22, Texas A&M, claim 4th place in the SEC. The A&M women, they came in 11th. In NBA action, Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker scored 18 points apiece, and the San Antonio Spurs beat Los Angeles 91-79 in Game 1 of the first-round series. Tim Duncan added 17 points and 10 rebounds for the Spurs. Dwight Howard led the Lakers with 20 points and 15 rebounds. Game two is Wednesday night, and here's Tony Parker on what the Spurs need to do to keep winning.
We need Manu to play like that, you know, every game if we want to do something in the playoffs. Manu is a big key.
In other action, Kevin Durant scored 24 points last night as the Oklahoma City Thunder thrashed the Rockets 120-91 in Game 1 of the Western Conference Playoff Series. Russell Westbrook added 19 points for the Thunder. Former Oklahoma City star James Harden put up 20 for the Rockets. And here's KD on Oklahoma City's defense.
Just trying to be solid on defensive end. This team is such a great scoring team. We just had to pack the paint to get out to their shooters. So we had to make a second and third effort. So I think we did that.
Rangers had a good day yesterday in Major League Baseball.
A set by Harang and the pitch. A swing and a high drive, deep left center field. That is hit a mile. That ball is history. A majestic grand slam for Nelson Cruz. The ballpark is on its feet, and it's 8-2 Rangers.
It was just insult to injury. The Rangers finally beat the Seattle Mariners 11-3. In the NHL, Jeff Carter's overtime goal lifted the Los Angeles Kings to a 4-3 victory over the Dallas Stars last night. Matt Kenseth knew he had to be out front on Sunday, and it simply was a matter of staying there. So after the caution flag went up and several leaders hit pit road, Kenseth found himself leading the pack off the pits. Won the race off the pit road, taking two tires under caution, and the number 20 Toyota had won. Here's Kenseth on the back-and-forth nature of the race.
I really thought he had me. My car would start getting loose into three, and I got really loose into three with about five to go. I actually did it twice in a row and thought we were going to get beat.
On a side note, in the middle of the STP 400, Danica Patrick got a little chippy after being cut off more than once. She ended up spinning out and wrecking towards the end of the race. And finally, NBC Sports announcer Al Michaels was arrested over the weekend in Southern California on suspicion of drunk driving charges. Authorities said Sunday that Michaels was pulled over at about 9:30, and officers manning a DUI checkpoint witnessed him make an illegal U-turn. Santa Monica Police Sergeant Richard Lewis said Michaels, the play-by-play guy for Sunday Night Football, was taken to the station where he registered a blood alcohol level of over 0.08%, which is the legal limit in California. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you believe in miracles? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, that was mean.
That was taxi.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations. Excludes premium subs. Additional charge for extras. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Subway. Eat fresh.
Calling all fashionistas. The 4th Annual Power of the Purse is Friday, April 26th at the Hilton College Station. All the handbags, totes, and bling you can swing. Proceeds from the event benefit the patients of Easter Seals East Texas, Brazos Valley Rehabilitation Center. Silent auction and live auction feature models from Fire Station No. 6 in College Station. Don't miss out. The fun begins at 6:30 p.m. For more information, sponsorships, or reservations, contact Nicole Quick, Development Director, at 979-776-2872.
When my husband and I split up the chores, I always choose to mow the lawn because we just got a John Deere Z-Track mower from Sioux Falls Prater. It lets me cut clean, even stripes fast, and it trims beautifully, so every inch is just right. But I couldn't have done it without the pros at Sioux Falls Prater. They helped me pick out the perfect Z-Track mower for our yard, but it still feels great when I come inside and he's still slaving over dinner. Visit cptractor.com to find the John Deere that's right for you or see him online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
I know sports was busy, but we didn't have the cow chip throwing contest results. You know?
Sorry.
That's all right. It's the world championship, you know.
I dropped the ball again. Yeah. That's not what I dropped, I guess.
That's right. So somebody's going to be wearing a little sash today over that, and we don't have the story yet. So
I'll dig.